Just when many households are watching every penny, there's another thing to budget for, the cost of filling up your car. Petrol prices ended last week on a record high, and that trend looks set to continue.
The record price yesterday of 122.28 for unleaded petrol, that's likely to carry on increasing right through to the end of the year. And then, of course, we've got the double whammy coming in with the government taking yet more tax by way of the duty escalator.
The AA is calling on the government not to increase both duty and VAT on fuel in the new year to ease the pressure on drivers, but there are several other factors pushing up petrol prices.
The cold weather's been affecting deliveries as well as supply and demand at the pump. Also in the winter, the cost of heating oil increases, and that has a knock-on effect at the petrol prices here. Now, the AA is advising drivers to shop around for the cheapest prices, but the fact is, if you want to drive, you're going to have to pay that little bit more.
Over the last month, the price of petrol has gone up by just over 3 pence a litre, while the increase in diesel has been a little more. This is largely down to the increase in costs of crude oil that now stands at just over $90 a barrel, forcing up the value of wholesale petrol. All these figures aren't welcome news for motorists, many of whom have been forced to cut back on journeys.
But those who have to keep on using their cars are paying through the nose for the fuel. It's the lifeblood of the UK economy, lifeblood for families and business, and yet it's not regulated. We don't have a regulator for our fuel prices. We just have to pay the going rate, which is too high at the moment.
But this is only the start of a harsh winter, and it looks like it's going to be a costly one for those dependent on their own vehicles to get around. Kitty Logan, Sky News.